The agriculture industry has been in a slow, steady decline for decades. Black-owned farms are no exception. Only about 2% of all farms that are owned by black people, due to persistent and systemic racist policies that were in place at the U.S. Department of Agriculture until the late 1990s. Naomi Prelo has the story of one black farmer still making a go of it in Montgomery County.
Charles Lucas lives a simple life. At 78 years old, this veteran and farmer spends most of his days catching up with his family on the phone, selling his produce at nearby farmers markets, or tending to his land. Today, he's examining one of the tanks on his farm that catches rainwater.
See how it's full of water. It's got a little leak right there, but I can push that back out.
It took a long time for Lucas and Lucas Farms to get to a comfortable place. Lucas says he's the only black farmer in Montgomery County, which is south of Greensboro. And that has come with its fair share of racial discrimination and harassment. It began when he first tried to purchase the 25 acres of land that would become his farm. After serving in the Vietnam War, Lucas returned to High Point, where he worked in a truck factory and then meatpacking. One day after church, he took a look at some land that was up for sale in Jackson Springs. So he made a down payment of $5,000. But the owners of the farm lived in Virginia and didn't know who they were selling to.
The day we came down for the closing, me and my wife was in the lawyer office in Troy. But when the man and his wife came in and saw that we was black, man, that woman lit out on us. You know, she used the N-word.
But the owners were already locked into the deal and couldn't get out of the contract. So Lucas bought the land. But the unfair treatment didn't stop then.
I started painting the house and I started trying to plant corn. And the guy turned his cows loose on my land. Cows ate up my stuff, my white neighbor. I mean, did it on purpose, but I took him to court. See, that's when I first started fighting back against this stuff.
Lucas tells other stories about harassment, some including law enforcement. And he tried applying for the USDA loans for farming equipment, but he was always denied. Racially discriminatory loan practices were the backbone of the Pigford v. Glickman class action lawsuit in the late 1990s. 400 black farmers sued the USDA and won, but Lucas wasn't one of them, and he never saw any payouts. Lucas grew frustrated with farming, so he sold all of his equipment. His land went fallow, and he settled into being a truck driver. It wasn't until 2008, when he went to a workshop about sustainable crops, that Lucas's love for farming returned. He started growing and selling produce at North Carolina A&T University's farmers market. But now, Lucas says he's at a crossroads about what to do with his farm.
I just don't know what to do with this land. I don't plan on ever getting married again. I don't plan on just giving it to my children because really they don't want it. You know, I'm having not one that comes here and want to do this. And that really upsets me.
Black people are drifting away from farming, says Deborah Barnes. She's an adjunct associate professor of English and African American Studies at NCANT.
Those people who came of age in the 80s and 90s, they're going to college and nobody's going back to the farm. We stopped wanting to do anything that would make us sweat unless we were in the gym. In other words, you can't sweat from work. Nobody wants to do hard work. Everybody wants a white collar job.
Lucas thought about leaving his farm to NCANT, but they couldn't guarantee him that they wouldn't sell the land for scholarships. He's aware that farmers, especially black farmers, are a dying breed. But that doesn't stop him from encouraging the next generation.
You can have 1 acre land and can be a farmer. You just got to get a tracking number and a farm number. That's all you need. And be willing to put the time in.
And Lucas will continue to put that time in on his farm. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.